It's Thursday, January 22nd, 2026.
The governor of Texas already activating emergency response resources, hoping to prevent a repeat of the devastating storm that led to widespread power outages back in 2021.
Polar vortex returns to slam much of the U.S. with extreme winter weather.
For much of the world, normal is gone.
New study warns of global water bankruptcy. Plus,
China makes almost all of the windmills. And yet I haven't been able to find any wind farms in China.
Donald Trump peddles intensely stupid lies about wind energy.
All of those stupid lies and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Why are we ending the wind farms that are now being built off the coast of the United States? We're ending them.
Because Trump is insane.
Al Gore wins again. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, right off the bat, we're starting with Trump's dumb lies, eh?
Yes, we are. In a rambling speech to global political and business leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos this week, Donald Trump ridiculed the world's shift towards cheap, clean, renewable energy and peddled a barrage of intensely stupid lies about it. But he was more delusional than usual about wind energy, including a bizarre false claim that China, the world's largest producer of wind energy, has no wind farms. So, just a reminder, wind and solar are now the cheapest sources of energy in most of the world. China accounts for nearly half of all installed global wind energy capacity.
Really?
Dwarfing all other nations with nearly 7,000 domestic wind farms and even more under construction.
And yet, Donald Trump hasn't been able to find any of them?
Yes, I suspect he hasn't looked.
I see.
China is also the largest exporter of wind energy technology, profiting from selling to the world while Trump and congressional Republicans work to kill the U.S. wind energy industry. Meanwhile, over in Africa, following weeks of torrential rains, Mozambique is grappling with extreme flooding that has displaced more than 300,000 people. According to officials, Mozambique has been hit by increasingly frequent weather-related disasters that scientists say have been exacerbated by man-made climate change. Here in the U.S., as we go to air, weather forecasters warn that one of the most extreme winter storms in years is set to bring heavy ice, snow, and potentially record-breaking cold to much of the U.S. That's due in part to another outbreak of the polar vortex intruding far south. That is a phenomenon that used to be rare, but now occurs much more frequently. Linked to warming in the Arctic caused by man-made climate change, that can destabilize the polar vortex.
The Arctic gets warmer, all of that cold air gets pushed down to, well, all the way to Texas.
Yes, it disrupts the jet stream that drives weather systems across the United States. The storm could also seriously challenge the U.S. electric grid, heavily reliant on a constant flow of natural gas with pipelines and power plants that are vulnerable to extreme cold, as we saw in the deadly Texas blackout in 2021. According to new data from the Federal Energy Information Administration this week, in each of the last 4 years, severe winter storms have caused the biggest interruptions in natural gas supplies and electricity.
How does solar do when it gets cold?
Solar does just fine, especially when it's combined with batteries.
Huh, go figure.
In science, the world has entered an era of global water bankruptcy caused by decades of over-extraction of water reserves, as well as shrinking supplies from lakes, rivers, glaciers, and wetlands due to climate change. The bracing new study from the United Nations University Institute for Water found that most countries are using up water faster than it can be replenished and are even destroying long-term stores of water that are held in aquifers and wetlands. Nearly three-quarters of the world population lives in regions classified as water insecure, which has major implications for geopolitical stability. The report lists solutions for governments to fundamentally reset their water management and reduce overuse and pollution. Here's lead study author Dr. Gavi Madani.
Today is not despair. It's clarity. The earlier we face the real balance sheet, the more options we still have. The longer we delay, the more we convert manageable stress into irreversible losses around the world.
Well, there's an optimistic guy.
Well, what gets measured gets managed, mm-hmm. and the world desperately needs it.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Lots of information there. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten.